Okay, hi everybody. My name is Ilan Hadar. Let me introduce myself. I spent 26 years in the high-tech industry. The last 17 years as a CEO of companies in Singapore, China, United States. But my real passion is sports, and I met Amir, and the rest is history. So I'm doing now what I really like. I feel like in the Oscar ceremony when the people are moving out there, they have that some people that are feeling in, so I'm feeling in. But I'm sure it's going to be interesting. So what am I going to do? 10 minutes about how we see hype, how we see the trend in sports. Keep in mind that we have the perspective of seeing hundreds of startups, actually thousands of startups, and also the ecosystem around it. So I want to start with some personal view. You know, my other passion is trekking. And while I was trekking in November, last November in some part of Africa, in Tanzania, when I was crossing a desert into a volcano, I watched two young kids, one of them with Real Madrid, and the other one with a Barcelona shirt. Now they don't have water, they don't have electricity, they have to, they don't go to school, but they have these two shirts, so this is like the African classical. And then another thing I want just to join you, to have in your attention, anybody knows what is this piece of paper about? Okay, this is called the Football War. So in 1971, El Salvador and Honduras, they start a war, and because of the two countries hate one each other because of football. So football was the initiative for the war. It took like 3 days. It's a long story. I urge you to Google it. Just Google the football war. So football and sports can be united, but also can be sometimes divided. That's because everybody is so passionate about sport. So. The key global driver, you know, sports is very big, everybody likes sport, but everything that happens in sports is basically driven by mega trend or mega drives that happening everywhere, okay? So the first drive is the social media booming. I don't have to explain too much. Everybody sees that. Everybody sees the exponential use of screens and the attention that people are taking with social media. So in terms of sports, it is translated to cord cutting. This is the phenomenon where people are discontinue their subscription from satellite, from cable, and what they do is they take streaming directly. My kids, they will never have cables, I promise you, because they can see everything on their screens. So think about ESPN, think about Sky. What will happen 10 years from now? How are they going to make money? Piece of data, ESPN lost 12 million subscribers from 101 to 89 in the past 5 years. They are still a machine that makes money, but the horizon have a lot of clouds. Also, the broadcasting right. So right now, our session is streamed live in the internet. Now, if I was in the UEFA Champions League final and I do the Facebook Live, what about the rights that the broadcasting was paying? How do we do that? And for fan engagement, you saw some of the fantastic application with the lights in the stadium. So this is all driven by social media. Another big advancement is in physics. Physics is where the application is being done. Okay. And what about the physics? Well, first of all, the sensing. The sensors are being now made smaller. They have the signal-to-noise ratio is smaller. You can wear them. You can feel heat and cold. For example, the startup that won our NFL draft competition have a fantastic innovation about how to have a heat and cold protocol in order to recover faster from an injury. So no more ice pack, no more the traditional 50 years ago. It's sophisticated, it's an application, and they are already making money. Okay? So this is because physics is advancing very fast. The other one, IT platforms, everybody heard about Moore's Law. You know, every 18 months, the power of computation is doubled, and nobody sees where it stops. So, you know, in the computer that we have millions times the power of the computer that was, controlling the Apollo 11 landing on the moon. So it's ridiculous. But what's happening in sports? We have streaming everywhere. We talk about that. Data analytics, big data, data analysis. If you look at where are people investing today and where is the big money, the big exit, the big IPOs, it's in data analysis. And I will explain later. Then you have smart stadium. We saw that. And e-sport. E-sport is something that in some countries nobody knows about that. But I give you one piece of data. In the Champions League final of the League of the Legend, there were more people spectating that than the NBA finals. So this is a huge, huge, huge industry. Esport, fantasy sport, in the United States is $30 billion, just fantasy sport. And this is something that was not around 10 years ago. So these are new domains. So in the next few slides, I will give you some examples for the trends. One thing that is, as I thought, is the use of big data. Here in the picture, you can see in the University of Purdue, Purdue in the United States, this camera, a very sophisticated algorithm. They tape, they analyze, they record every movement of every player, every practice, and every game. Now, what are you going to do with this data? This is why people are paying the big data company to analyze that, to make people prevent injury, to recover faster, to do faster, the practice faster, or to do the drills better. Recruitment, one of the startups in our ecosystem, a couple of them are focusing on enhancing the recruitment quality. You know, LeBron James is generating about $300 million every year to the Ohio State. Okay. Now, if they fail to choose him as the number one draft, like you know, Portland could choose Michael Jordan. They choose another guy, Perkins, which is a nice guy, but he's not Michael Jordan. Okay, so if they had maybe the tools, maybe they would have gained the billions of dollars that Michael Jordan brought to Chicago and to Nike and everything. Okay, and fun preferences. So we can know what people are preferring to do in every time they are in the stadium. So this is about the big data. Sensors, we spoke about sensors. Here is a picture of a headband with sensors that measuring when a boy is kicking a football. Concussion now is a big issue in the United States. Anybody saw the movie Concussion, which kind of proved, based on real story, that football players are suffering on average much more than a regular person in brain damage and dementia and so on, because they took so many hits while playing this very delicate football, American football. So this is now a big story. The NFL itself are now $250 million investing in trying to, you know, have better helmets. They changed the rules. In the UK, there was an announcement that in some age level, like 8 and below, they are not allowing heading the ball at all. No heading the ball for young kids, because the influence of the concussion on a young kid is accumulated. It's like a mortgage, you know, it's horrible. Okay, e-sport and VR, okay. Personally, it was new to me when I, started to dig in this. It's so big that it's like an own industry by itself, okay. On average, an American fantasy sport user is spending $100 per year, and there are hundreds of thousands of people that are using many leagues in fantasy league. Now it's becoming now popular in Europe, and it will take by storm Asia. I used to live in Asia. I know the Asia culture. Once it will be there, they love betting. They love to stay at home and watch TV and game one in each other. So there's a big opportunity in Asia for fantasy sport. And of course, VR, every professional team today are trying VR. Okay, some of them are very clear about that, like Golden State Warriors. The other ones are doing it more secretively in order to enhance the performance of their players. So the player can take a shot while he's wearing this virtual reality mask, and then he can see the ball, he can see his movement, and so on. It's a big industry. Media disruption. As I said, everybody now is a broadcaster. Millennials are experiencing sport as a social event. We, the dinosaurs, we were just watching sport. They look at it as a social event. They don't care too much about the game. They care about what LeBron James Instagram is showing, and what the other guys, the football player, Facebook Live. So, I don't know if you heard about that, because this is a very American sport. Antonio Brown, which is a big star, a wide receiver in the Pittsburgh Steelers, in the last playoff in the final of the conference. After the game, they won the game, okay? And there was a team meeting in the meeting room after the game. And instead of listening to his coach, he was streaming live and was shouting 20,000, 25,000, 30,000, how much spectators, how much users have watched him. Now in the background, the coach is cursing and talking about the other game next week and revealing some strategy, okay? So it went for a big, big embarrassment for his team. Now what's the moral here? So he was caring more about his contract with Facebook, which by the way was 3 live streaming per month for $500,000 a year, okay? And he didn't care about the coach, he didn't care about the team, and for 2 weeks, all the American sports radio talks and everything was only talking about that. But that's because the technology allows him to stream live from the dressing room. I would like to share a nice slide that I took from BI Intelligence. And this is about where is broadcasting going. So I marked, okay, in arrows, what's happening. You could see that Twitter and Facebook are now streaming live and broadcasting sports. Why do they do that? It's another lecture that we need to discuss. But this is up to February. Between February and today, there were 2 deals. Amazon will stream NFL Thursday Night Football, and Facebook will stream 20 Major League Baseballs. And the Amazon deal is $50 million for 10 games. $50 million for 10 games, okay? So why do they do that? Because they want, in the end of the day, probably to be a broadcaster. They want to increase their domain. The user will attract to them. Sports is the most attractive user for any user. So you don't be surprised if 5 or 10 years from now, some of the big competitions, especially in the US, will be no longer broadcast by NBC, ESPN, or TNT. It will be broadcast by Google, Amazon, or anybody else. And that will shift completely the way people consume sport and the way the broadcasting industry is faced. Okay, I just want to show you, we are all talking about startups, we are all talking about investing, we are all talking about, startup, they only want to do one thing, to make money. So I just want to show you some recent investment in sports company, okay? And it's real money. Peloton is like what they call a unicorn, okay? It's a company that makes stationary bicycles for training rooms and now it's for other fitness. The investment there, $325 million. Okay, we look at SeatGeek, which I'm using to buy my tickets, $57 million. SportRadar, which is about data analysis. This one, by the way, is a Swiss company. And TeamSnap is about team management, the way we do youth teams and so on. These are investment, real investment, in the last, by the way, year and a half. And about exit and IPO, everybody heard about Fitbit, $732 million IPO. That's the wearables, you know, the band wrist, which take your heartbeat, take your all kinds of measurements. This is an Israeli company that was bought by Intel. And if you see the UEFA Champions League, and you see that the picture is frozen, and then 360 degrees, okay, this is this company, which is called actually Replay Technology. 3D is the brand name, okay? $175 million Intel have paid for this technology. Some things they took it in a cheap price, okay? Because now they implement it everywhere, NFL, UEFA Champions League final, Premier League, everywhere. So it probably was a good deal. And this is also interesting. Bleacher Reports is one of the most, I would say, distinguished. It started as a blog, now it's a big media about sports, and it was bought by TNT, which is an old media company, and $175 million for basically a company which has, you know, 25, 30 employees, and they manufacture a lot of hype around sports event and all kind of sports media data. So there is a lot of money there, and this is just the start. If you look forward, I believe it will be an avalanche. People will invest because they see that there's an opportunity, and the opportunity has money to match, and the money is coming from either the brands or the team or the ecosystem around it. So, any questions? Any remarks? Okay. Leo is here. Yes, please.
Do you see broadcasters like Sky breaking into virtual reality and VR?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Do you see companies like broadcasters like Sky or breaking into VR and then kind of providing that in their packages in the future?
Absolutely. ESPN has an app. Right now, but it was broadcasting tonight, the NBA final first game. So you can watch it on ESPN app. In fact, this is what they do. ESPN is a good example. They fired 100 employees 2 months ago, near the NFL draft. And what they do, they are building a stream company, which will be not a company, a stream division, because they understand that the business will go into streaming. Okay? So, yeah.
Tim, please.